This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. Kentucky. Well, a lot of people are picking Kentucky to get to the Final Four, and now they're a Vogue championship pick. They got K-State coming up tonight. They are by far the most talented team left in the South, but interesting that a lot of sharp money is coming on K-State tonight, and the line is 5.5, so maybe we're looking for a closer game than we thought. Zach Oakes, Sea of Blue, SBNation.com, the great Kentucky site covering the Wildcats, joins us here on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Zach, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
I'm great. All right, so into the Sweet 16, I think a lot of Kentucky fans thought that the Wildcats would be here, but it would have to be against Arizona to get there and then face Virginia here in the Sweet 16. Now that it's K-State, what's the feeling going into this game tonight?
I think there's a sense of it's almost too good to be true, the way the South bracket has kind of almost fell apart from the top. This is the first time that there's been a region where the top four seeds, none of them were in the Sweet 16, and so it's almost seems like it's too good to be true. So you get kind of a sense of nervousness of people, because now Kentucky is now the favorite to advance to the Final Four out of that South region.
What's this year been like as Kentucky started off in the SEC, not being a dominant team, kind of having an up and down roller coaster ride, a lot of heat on John Calipari, the head coach, for not having as successful of a year, watching teams like Tennessee rise up and other teams in the SEC have really good seasons. Are you surprised that this team is sitting here in the Sweet 16?
Just a little bit. Honestly, if you would ask me about a month ago, I probably would have said Kentucky was a first-round exit. I mean, that was coming off the heels of a four-game losing streak. But, I think you hit on it. It's been a roller coaster. There's been some really good moments, a 29-point win against Louisville, a comeback in Morgantown against West Virginia. There's been glimpses of this team all year, and I think this is just a testament to what John Calipari is able to do with his young teams. I mean, every year it seems like, not every year, but there's been several years where freshman-laden team, and they have some growing pains, but when March comes around, they finally start to gel together, and you see just how much talent there is. And I think it's a testament to John Calipari's coaching job.
I like the fact that Cal has had to coach this year. Oftentimes he's rolled a ball out and he's had such a talented team that he didn't have to coach much. He didn't have to talk much in the media, or he didn't have to teach the guys, hey, if you go through a couple games where you're not playing very well or having to rework what you're trying to accomplish on the court. In terms of coaching jobs for Calipari, how different of a year has this been?
I think it's been been a different year. If you ask me, I think this has probably been maybe his toughest year. I know 2012-2013 season was the NIT year, but of course you had Nerlens Noel that tore his ACL in the season, and so that kind of threw things off. But I think this year, because there's not really for most of the season, there's not really been a star freshman. There's not been a John Wall. There's not been an Anthony Davis. There's not been a Carl Towns. There's not been a Julius Randle. Kevin Knox, we thought, was going to be that guy, and he's had his fair share of growing pains. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has really came out of nowhere. He was a top 40 recruit, but nobody there were some whispers in the offseason, Shai's going to be really good. Shai's going to be a real contributor for this team, but I don't think anybody expected him to have the season he's had, and specifically, I don't think anybody's expected him to have the march that he's had.
Mm. So K-State's the opponent tonight, a team making the Sweet 16 for the second time since I think, 1998. It's been quite a while for them. Don't get back to this consistently. Kentucky, obviously, is a team that expects to be year in and year out, making it to this level and beyond, getting to the Final Four. K-State's going to have athletes that can match up with Kentucky. They're physical, but they're going to grind the game to a halt. It's going to be kind of a two contrasting styles of approaches tonight. In terms of how Kentucky is going to handle this, they play teams like this in the SEC. How do you think they'll handle K-State and the physicality of the Wildcats?
Well, I think you're right. The SEC, it's a physical league. I mean, the SEC has a ton of athletes. I think they're one of the most athletic conferences in the country. But they also have some. They also have a lot of teams that play with a lot of physicality, a lot of toughness, like Tennessee and Texas A&M. So, I mean, Kentucky has seen this before, but I think the main concern is Kansas State's defense. Their defense has stepped up quite a bit just in the last few weeks, mm-hmm. and they're going to slow it down, and they're going to, you know, try to drag it out. And I think that could present some problems for Kentucky because the last 5-6 games have been more up and down, more free flowing type games, and I think Kansas State's going to try to muddy this up a little bit and try to see if they can put Kentucky's offensive rhythm into a kind of throw it off a little bit.
Zach Oaksey of BlueEspNation.com covering Kentucky, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. I don't think a little bit. I think they're going to muck it up a ton tonight, Zach. I think this is going to be – I mean, this is a team in Kansas State who had 33 points in the midway point of the second half against a 16 seed in UNC Baltimore County. So, I mean, to me, I think this is going to be a really ugly game if K-State's in it, and if it's not ugly – I think KU could blow their doors off if KU's hitting shots from the outside. Do you expect them to attack the rim tonight or try to get shooters on the outside to kind of get K-State to draw them out away from the basket?
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, Kansas State has defensively has kind of made a name for themselves, you know, stopping penetration. Mm-hmm. So, and if that's the case, there is some concern because Kentucky isn't really a great three-point shooting team. They beat Davidson in the first round without hitting a three-pointer
right.
for the first time since the 1980s. So, they just shot six threes the whole game. They don't shoot a ton. They don't shoot a ton of threes. So they make their living getting to the basket with Shea Alexander and Kevin Knox, and then using P.J. Washington from the free throw line in. So, I mean, I still think Kentucky's going to be able to get some inside looks just because I think that's where their offense is best at. And so I think they're still going to be able to get some looks, but this is going to be one of those games where I don't think they can have a Davidson-like type performance where they're 0-for-6 from the three-point line and still win. If it's anything close to that, I think we may be looking at an upset.
You know, it's interesting you say that because you look at who K-State came through, and they went through Creighton, and then they went through Maryland, Baltimore County. So you could say, okay, their draw was pretty easy. Well, Kentucky went through Davidson and Buffalo. Their draw to get here has not been all that difficult either. So both these teams are facing similar runs to get to this regional semifinal. Sure. And this season, when the Wildcats, when Kentucky has struggled, what type of team gives them problems?
Well, you look at a team like Texas A&M. Kentucky got away with the win in Rupp Arena against Texas A&M, but the second time around when they played in College Station, Texas A&M gave them trouble on the inside with their big guys with Tyler Davis and Robert Williams. And so I think Kansas State's style can present some problems with that, with a more of a slow, deliberate offense and kind of a gritty defense. And then teams like Florida, where you know, they played down in Gainesville, and Florida just shot the lights out. So, I mean, either of those, if the team can just really light it up from the three-point line, or if they can, you know, be really physical on defense and kind of force Kentucky out of their offensive rhythm, I think those are pretty much the two type of styles that can really give Kentucky problems.
All right, if I'm hearing you right, Zach, and this is kind of where the sharp money's been coming in here on Kansas State, the line's 5.5. I'm not asking you to make a pick here, but are you seeing a tight game tonight? Do you think Kentucky's going to be pushed by Bruce Weber's club?
Yeah, I do. I think if I'm just taking a guess here, I'm going to say with about 6 minutes to go, it's a two-possession game. And Kentucky so far... so far in the postseason, in the SEC tournament, and so far in the NCAA tournament, they've been able to, from about 6 to 8 minutes until the end of the game, have been able to pull away from teams after being competitive for the first 30, 32 minutes or so. So, I mean, I think that's probably where we end up again. We'll probably look up, and it's 6, 7, 8 minutes left in the game, and it's two possessions, and then we'll see if Kentucky can pull it away in the end. But I expect it to be a fairly close game. I think it'll be a single digit margin by the end. I'm not sure about that line. I've been going back and forth on it all day.
I took it. I mean, I'm in Vegas, so I took 5.5. I think it's going to be an 8-point win for Kentucky, but I'm with you. I think it's going to be a single-digit win. I just think at the end of the day, going down the stretch, free throws, athletes, and when K-State has to push to try to overcome a deficit, that's when I think they get into real trouble, and Kentucky uses their length and their athletic ability to get to the rim and finally put free throws away. And both teams don't shoot great free throws, but I think free throws will be the difference when it comes to the margin. Should be a great game, though. Should be a lot of fun. Zach, thank you for the time today. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
That is Zach Oates, Sea of Blue, SBNation.com, covering Kentucky, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Next, we'll talk more about the JPP trade and what this does to the top of the NFL draft. Are the Giants poised to trade that pick now? Next, SBNation Radio.